So you haven't met Matt before?
I haven't met, no. Matt and Ronnie.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you again, Matt.
Nice to see you again, Nick.
Yeah. So Matt, you'll like Matt because he sells lots of high-end watches.
Yeah, I do. You've had a dabble, haven't you, in the watches. I do have a flatter.
Yeah. But Matt, what did you, before you were a professional?
Professional golfer, yeah. I played golf since I left school. Yeah. Went into golf full time. Played a few years professionally. I think 5 years elite amateur.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born in Norfolk. Yeah. And then moved to London when I left school to play golf. And then went on to live in Barcelona.
Nice. So who got you into golf? Did your parents get you into golf?
Yeah, my father played. He was good. I think he got down to 8.
Yeah.
Was his lowest handicap. But yeah. His job got a bit busy, so he had to give it up. And then I was playing and he was travelling with me to different tournaments around the country.
So what? How old were you when you first started?
8.
8?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter, she was about 8 when she started.
Yeah,
she was really good, but it's just carrying on.
Yeah, it's tough.
And moving through, getting into your teens and not being sidetracked by anything else.
Yeah, it is tough. You have to make a lot of decisions at a young age to give up a lot of partying. Yeah. And then you have to commit yourself to practice every day.
Did you live near a driving range or a golf course?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there every night after school.
Yeah.
At the weekends, and then when I went to full time, I think I practiced from 8:30 till 6 most days.
So how many balls do you used to hit a day? 100, 200?
No, I used to hit at least 4 buckets of 100 balls.
4 buckets, 400 balls a day.
And then you chip up, play 9 holes or play 18 holes.
But that is how you become good at every single thing. Practice, practice, practice.
Definitely. I read a book called Bounce. Have you heard of that?
No. Did Ronnie write it?
Huh?
Did Ronnie write it? Yeah. You haven't even heard Ronnie's story yet. I can't wait to show you this one.
That's about 10,000 hours worth of practice.
Yeah.
And I think it works out, if you do 8 hours a day, it works out at 6 years, 5 days a week. To become an expert in something. 10,000 hours worth of practice.
Which is true. It's the same in business. It's the same in every single thing. You know, you've got to keep practicing and working and just learn by all your mistakes, basically.
So,
and not to give into distractions.
What was your distractions?
Women. and other things. Partying and gambling.
But tell Matt what you used to do.
Because I was a professional BMX rider.
Oh, yeah?
So I did that from the age of 9 or 10.
Street or dirt?
Everything, or more dirt, but and park as well, and then some vert later on.
Yeah.
Because the young kids were getting a little bit too good
in
the park, so I went to the vert.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I moved to the States when I was about 17.
Yeah.
And then carried that on to a few years ago.
It's cool. So,
it was good. But there was a lot of distractions.
Yeah, one of my friends is a professional skateboarder in California. His name is Paul Luke Ronquetti.
I'm good friends with him.
Really?
Yes. I've known him.
He's not got any better.
Because I knew he's from Norfolk.
His family, I started skateboarding with Paul Luke Ronquetti.
Okay.
His parents are now, I think next week, are flying to my house in Portugal to see my parents.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. We got into skateboarding at a young age together.
Yeah.
And we actually went to school together and everything, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
His brother's Geordie, if you ever meet him.
I've never met his brother.
No, Paul Luke is good,
yeah. So I met him somewhere. I can't remember, but then, because I lived in California, I lived right near where them skateboard guys. Yeah, yeah. So him and, Tony Hawk, because he's at Tony's, all the time. So I've known him for a good few years now.
That's Paul Luke, he's a good guy.
Yeah, because he skated for Monster.
Yeah.
So that's how I first met him.
He is good.
Yeah,
that's pretty
cool. That
he was dedicated at a young age.
Yeah.
Back when we first started, I don't know how old we were, obviously about 10. Yeah. He stood at the top of a vert ramp for an hour until he dropped in.
What for the first? His first time ever.
First ever time there. I remember. He probably doesn't remember, but I remember the guy. Yeah. And he stood at the top. It was the one. Did you ever hear about the skate park in Norfolk? There's a big one by the bus station. And I remember going with him, and he stood there until he did it.
Was it Norwich? Was that in Norwich?
Yeah, Norwich.
Norwich. Yeah. I've been in that one. Yeah.
It's not there anymore. It's gone. Shut down.
Yeah. That was cool. Like that. They had the bowl and everything there, and that really long mini ramp.
Yeah.
But it was like that. Well, 3 foot high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's he sponsored by? Monster.
He was sponsored by Monster. Etnies.
Could be Etnies.
Yeah.
A few others, but I've. I haven't spoken to him for about a year. His parents were over last week. He says that he's doing well.
Amazing.
He's also got a band, hasn't he?
We've got my good friend, Tom Tabor.
Yeah.
Who's a BMXer.
Yeah.
It's called the Satellite.
Something like that, yeah.
If Simon sees this, he's going to be upset.
No, he's good. Yeah. Good guy, yeah.
Satellite Kings.
Yeah.
What a small world, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know Simon.
So. I know. Because you know when I used to do BMXing as well.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, I'm from Southsea where they got Southsea Skate Park.
Yeah.
So I was the generation before him.
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to turn pro because otherwise I would have turned pro easily.
Yeah.
I had the Californian locks, you know, blonde hair. But I gave up at maybe sort of 17 years old because. You know, I got into going out and partying and drinks and women, and it's just no good for, you know, driving yourself forward and sticking at it.
You have to sacrifice a lot.
But the boys who stuck at it ended up being, you know, world champions or, you know, winning X Games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gold medalists, I guess.
Yeah.
Close to it.
So what are you up to now? You're doing watches, did you say?
Yeah, I have a watch company based online. I have an office at my house in Portugal.
Yeah.
But I'm going to move it to the UK to offer more services to our clients.
So what kind of watches?
Rolex, Patek Philippe, Audemars Piguet.
Yeah.
All brand new, all pre-owned.
Yeah.
Their client desires.
And at the moment, what is the sort of hottest designer watch? What does everyone want? Is it still Rolex?
Mixture of Rolex and Patek Philippe. You've got the 5711 in steel and rose gold.
Mm-hmm.
5980, that's in steel, rose gold, and steel and rose gold. Also, you've got steel models from Rolex, such as the Batman.
Mm-hmm.